technique for him. He gets a bit too close to him, the ball often balloons up in the air. Backhand is a really good technique. That was a very good volley.
I mean, he's got an outstanding backhand, so that would make sense, wouldn't it? That he's just very comfortable on the backhand side.
Yeah, maybe it's the way his eyes work. Dominant eye. Still break point. Goes down the tee again. This time, Elise just hoists it way up in the air. Zverev moves backwards and hoists one of his own, like moon balls to each other. This time, Zverev just rolls a forehand deep. Elise is still way behind the baseline. Zverev dominating court position. Backhand cross court's good from Elise. Chip back on the angle from Zverev. And Elise lashes a forehand inside out. And he breaks. And he leads 6-5.
Zverev just strolling past the mark and giving it a quick glance as he walked past, but nothing wrong with that one.
Well, this is a turn up.
As we said, this is a weakness of Zverev's, just closing out big moments. He can get a little passive, he doesn't go after his shots. Have to credit Elise here, because with nothing to lose in that situation, he went for it, and finding a lot of accuracy under great pressure. Well, the crowd liked that one, and the DJ's ramping up the French favourites again.
Absolutely. Don't know this one.
There's a Mexican wave going round called Philippe Chatrier. We've just got booed for not joining in.
That would require some energy. We're getting energy, though, from Quentin Elise. He was upping it here. He's really lifted his game, to be honest.
He really has. I mean, he's settled into this match. Took him a while. He's playing much, much better now than he was at the start of the match, where he just looks a little bit overwhelmed, really.
Lizzie in Utah wants more tennis. Let's go, she says. Jody says, how come Moise Kwame is not on Chatrier tomorrow? We'll take you through the schedule at the end of the set. Yes, good question. I mean, Longlin is a fantastic court, and so is Simon Mathieu. I don't think there's too much of an issue there. Some players would actually prefer to play on one or the other. But as I said, we'll run you through the order of play in a little while.
Mayank says, is that 4:34 a.m. finish between Bagdatis and Hewitt at the Aussie Open 2008 in trouble now? Could see this somehow going deep into a fifth set. Yeah, it would have to go very, very deep into a fifth set. We'd have to go for another 4 hours, which would mean a match of more than 6 hours. So
let's not even countenance that.
Also, I'm first on tomorrow.
I know.
I'm literally just going to sleep under the desk.
I know, which is very, as we said before, it's a little bit unfair, but that's my fault. Because I can't do it because I've got to go to a meeting.
Happy to be here.
Forehand from Zverev, the first point, trying to get this break back, and she gets the first point as Elise has rushed on the baseline. Yeah, we love doing all these shifts, but sometimes we're just juggling things. So tomorrow, Eleanor's doing every shift.
Yeah, which is... would teach me just to eat the jelly snakes.
Well, yes, exactly.
I think I'm first on with the Empress, am I not?
Indeed. What would she do if there were no jelly snakes left tomorrow morning? I think she'd get a bit upset.
I don't think we should try and find out.
We might do if it goes five sets.
It's fine in the morning. It's this time of night where the jelly snakes are in danger.
Backhand long on the return from Zverev. Off just a kick serve from Elise, nothing special. Zverev looking for depth and just missing. Remember, it was a break up early in this set. Two love. Elise got back into it. Two all. And from then on, it's been nip and tuck until Elise broke in the last game. Serve is long. 15-0. Second serve. Zverev again, not adjusting his return position at all. Backhand from deep, way behind the baseline. And Elise misses a routine backhand. This is the pressure. Just puts a backhand long. 15-30.
Well, all the way through, he's been something of an underdog, hasn't he? He's been behind, and there's a freedom in that.
Yeah, serve is good. Backhand chop back by Zverev. What a forehand that is from Elise. Again, inside out, but flat. No chance for Zverev. I think it's one criticism of Zverev with his return position. We've talked about it a lot when he played Djokovic last year and he kept getting surfed and volleyed on. Elise is not doing that, but Zverev is not ever changing that position, which just lets the server get into a pattern. Serves out wide, forehand down the middle from Zverev. Big forehand out wide from Elise. Up goes the lob, it's short. Zverev might get to this. He's got to get it back into play. He doesn't. It's going wide. It's set point, Quentin Elise. Well, he has earned this. He has deserved it. He's been the more aggressive in the last 20 minutes or so, half an hour. And we are a point away from going four.
And you are going to hear a very, very big noise if Elise can make good on this set point.
Well, an underarm serve would be quite good. Not doing that. He goes down the tee. Forehand down the middle from Zverev. Big forehand, or one of those lashed forehands out, inside out. It's just wide from Elise. Not much in it.
As we said, this is the first time that Elise has had something to lose in this match.
This big tick in. Well, we are already into Saturday morning. Deuce. Huge serve from Elise. Well got back on the backhand by Zverev. He has to storm across to his backhand to get another one. And to his forehand, goes down the line. Elise is at the net, just cuts it off coolly, volleys it into the open court. And it's set point number two.
That was a very, very good point from the Frenchman.
Yeah.
Zverev didn't do too much wrong, but Elise cleverly anticipating what the reply would do.
Dominating the point.
Merci.
Set point. Elise into the net. Second serve. Zverev miles behind the baseline. Hits the backhand return. Cross court. Backhand behind him goes Elise. Cross court again, Elise. Cross court goes Zverev on the backhand side. Now the forehand from Zverev up with a bit more height. Elise lays into a forehand. Better forehand on the angle from Zverev. Draws the error. Forehand goes long from Elise. He's a bit more patient in that point, Elise, but didn't go for the big shot. In the end, Zverev got the angle. Back to deuce.
Few French flags fluttering around. People have bought along with them.
Elise serving. Just wide of the centre line. She had two set points in this set. Second serve at deuce. To the backhand of Zverev, who returns really deep. But that's good depth as well from Elise on his own backhand. Straight down the middle of the court they go. Forehand inside in from Elise. Zverev stands tall to get it back into play. He has to get a backhand slice, which is going to drift into midcourt. Forehand inside out from Elise. Lands, skids through. Zverev nets the pass. It's third set point for Quentin Elise.
He's playing the deuce points very, very well, is Elise. Now with another set point, can he convert this time? Zverev's been doing well to get the ball back into play on that Elise serve. It's after that that things go awry for the German.
He's just not really doing anything with it, so Elise is able to attack. Ace down the tee. It is the set to Quentin Elise, and we are going late and later into a fourth set here on court, Philippe Chatrier. Elise strikes. Well, you've got to give it to Quentin Elise. He has held it together. He has upped his level, upped his game, and he has taken the third set. And we're going to a fourth set.
Impressive stuff from Elise in front of his home crowd, and they're super engaged, super hyped now. A lot of people dancing.
Now,
got to that stage of the evening.
Is it you about to get up? Join in?
Any minute now.
Just get up, not join in.
Get up and fall over, probably.
So, earlier today, we had several winners, of course, in both the men's and women's singles, one of whom was the Ukrainian, Marta Kostyuk, who will play Iga Świątek in the next round. Let's hear what Kostyuk had to say when she had her press conference.
Yeah, I felt like I started really well, then I was rushing a bit, but it was a tricky match. It was very humid today, and just I think everyone's feeling worse and worse with every day with this heat, and I'm excited that it's not going to be like this on Sunday anymore. And I had enough patience today to close this match in two sets and just still being aggressive.
I was wondering about your winning path because it's 15-0 right now on clay. What has changed that I guess it's becoming your favorite surface?
Yeah, I don't think about it. I don't know. I just play match by match. It's a Grand Slam. It's a different tournament. And I'm happy with the streak, of course, but I don't think about it that much.
I guess talking about Sunday, I find, you know, the round, it's given your success on clay and Iga's success here in Roland Garros, I find it really just a great matchup. I'm just curious your thoughts and what do you think, you know, needs to be done, you know, beat her?
I lost to her three times, one of which was during junior years, and I'm very excited for this match. I wanted to play her in a while. She loves to play here, obviously, but, I have every chance, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm an underdog in this match for sure. I'm gonna go out there and enjoy it as much as I can.
Once again, about match against Iga, I'm not sure that you are an underdog because you are on the really great shape and you're defending your status now after Madrid, for example, and Iga's reclaim her dominance now, I'm thinking. And how do you see the changing, the dynamic about this?
I don't know. I definitely have a different feeling going into this match because I feel like last time that I played her in Cincinnati, I lost this match way before it even started, and I don't feel the same this time. But I'm still, you know, I'm still the person who lost to her three times, and she's won this tournament four times. So it's like, you know, I would love to be the one who is like a favorite in this match, but I still don't think it's the case, even though I have this really long streak. But it's not gonna, you know, ruin my day or ruin my game. I still want to go out and try my best and enjoy. Like, I have never taken a set of her, so even if I win one set in the next match, I'm going to be very happy. You know, that's how I look at it, and you know, I'm excited for this match.
You said back in Madrid or something that one way you've kind of come to understand clay is by viewing each kind of tournament and all the conditions differently rather than all as yep. one kind of thing. So I'm curious, just how have you approached Roland Garros, the conditions here, the sun, I guess, and how different is it to, say, in Madrid?
Yeah, in Madrid it's much faster. The points were much shorter, for sure. This is a good thing. But here, yeah, it's very slow. If you are like running well, which the past, like both of my Katie and Victoria, they both like hustlers, they run, they play the balls back, and you know, it's like you have to create this point, you have to find your opportunity to finish the point, you cannot rush. And I think this was really difficult in the sense that, you know, I love to play aggressive, I want to come to the net, but here I need to really take time. I think this is the biggest difference, that it's really, really slow. But I love that there is a high bounce, so I can, you know, do different things that, you know, bring me, you know, I get more advantage from this height. And other than that, I mean, it was really hot as well. I think it's going to be much slower on Sunday, like, than all these matches that I've played. It's going to be even slower. So it's going to be a cool match.
Prenez vos places, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Radio Roland Garros.
Ready. Play.
Who's that? Who says that? Radio Roland Garros there?
That's quite an interesting jingle. Yeah. Who was that? I don't know. We'll find out. Simon Cambazell and the Preston with you. Losing our minds here. just temporarily, promise. Beginning of the fourth set here from Court Philippe Chatrier. Alexander Zverev, number two seed. Won the first two sets pretty easily against Quentin Alice. But Alice has won the third, 7-5. And so we're into the start of the fourth, and it's 30-15 Zverev on serve. He's just caught his ball toss, and he'll go again. Looking to reset after getting close to the line, but not that close. Ryan's been in touch. Says the Roland Garros has a knack of throwing up curveballs when people least expect them. Djokovic's loss was the second time he's lost in five in a major after winning the first two sets. Yes, it was indeed. The other was against Jürgen Meltzer, also here, in 2010. And that's very true. And I remember that match because it was really weird. Djokovic was so in control, and then he just let it go. It was like Meltzer came back and won, and Djokovic was... It was in that period where he was not yet the Djokovic that we know. He was still prone to, a few early retirements and things like that. Wasn't quite as strong as he became. He'd won one slam by that stage, but no more, and was looking for his second. And it was really after that match that he sort of got himself together. But it was a funny one, yeah. It's 40-15, Zverev. We are, 12:15 local time. So we are well into the early hours, which means that we can start thinking about alcohol. I mean, not in the studio drinking for ourselves, but I think we have an idea for you guys listening out there.
Well, Simon and I like a pun, as you know. We were trying to think of something that might allow us to have a little bit of fun here at 17 minutes past midnight, local time in Paris. How about tennis players that could be drinks?
Names.
I'm going to start you off. Martini Navratilova.
There you go. Good one.
Got another one. Casper Ruud beer.
That's good. Like that.
I think our listeners can do better, though.
Yeah.
At @radio_RG on X, and French Open Radio at fft.fr. Thinking tennis player names that could be drinks.
Here's where me and Eleanor just go silent while we think of more.
Don't mention what's going on court at all.
No, don't tell you what's happening in the match, and suddenly it'll be 5-2 in the fourth set. But it's one love, because Zverev held serve to 15-15, and now he's opening this Alice service game as Alice nets a drop shot. Alice has been broken at the start of all three sets so far, and under pressure at love 15, doesn't want it to happen again.
Late Jin Hewitt.
Nice. I like it. Don't use them all up. We need our listeners to help us.
You know they're good at this.
Yeah.
I have faith in
them. Keep them coming. Ace from Alice. Up wide. He has raised his game very impressively to get to this into this fourth set, and he's maintaining it so far. He's become the aggressor, I think. You know, we talked a bit about Zverev being a little bit too passive sometimes. He reverts to this occasionally. He thinks he can win like this, and half the time he can. Against most players, but when somebody ups it and really raises the game, it can be difficult for him. He's got 15-30 here, though, because there's another missed drop shot from Alice into the net. I was him. I'll probably put that away for a little while.
Jael von Trippelsecker.
Oh, this is good. Don't ask Eleanor what's happening in the tennis match. She hasn't got a clue. She's coming up with all these names instead. Forehand cross court from Zverev, pushing Alice into a mistake down the line on the forehand side. It's long. The umpire has been asked to have a look at it, but she's pointing and saying no, because it's too far out. Can't be bothered to go and get that. So she actually came down from her chair, but is going back up again. Two break points.
Is it my imagination, or did Alice whistle at her?
I think it's your imagination.
I think he might have whistled through his teeth.
Did he?
But she did say at the beginning of the match, make a noise. Because players are often apt to just point the finger.
Yeah, that's true. It's a bit odd if she's getting a big whistle. Drop shot from Elise is good. Zverev does get there on the backhand side, but he can't get across to the volley. Nicely done by Elise. He saves the first of the two break points. Still 30-40 though. Cheers for Ponta.
Henry says Naomi Osaki.
Like it. Oh yes, Red Sox devil. Andrea Jägermeister.
Beautifully done.
Big serve out wide. Flat serve, flatter backhand, back forehand pass from Zverev. And Elise trying a really deft, awkward, angled short volley, pushes it into the tram lines, and again Zverev breaks early in the set. He leads 2-love.
Tatiana Tia Maria.
I like it. Maria Sakkari. It's a good one from who's that from? That is from Alison. Thank you. I can't think. My mind's not working properly. I'm trying to focus on the tennis.
I don't know what
you're
doing that for.
Wrong.
You,
my priorities are all
that's
wrong.
That's crazy talk, Simon.
Well, if you talk for a bit, I can think.
Okay, I'll just talk for a bit.
Yeah, go on. That's it.
Zverev leading 2-love and serving. He's had a lead before. He let it slip. Can he hold on to it this time? First serve, as you heard, missing the tape.
I'm now not thinking of anything. It's good, isn't it?
Well, don't nod off.
Mind is blank. Which is where tennis player's mind would like to be as well, half the time.
I'm not a tennis journalist.
No, or a commentator.
Zorgens. Double fault from Zverev.
Just quite a lot of times he's given Elise a little glimpse of hope, glimmer of hope, by chucking in these double faults. Was that number 5 or 6 now? Elise has risen to the challenge for sure, but again, Zverev doesn't want to give him any gifts. Up 15. Good serve down the tee. He's got a high smash to deal with, and he does well. He's good under the smashes, Zverev. It's quite funny, really, because he, for someone who, for quite a long period of time, had real struggles with his serve. And it broke down, and second serve was decelerating, and all that sort of stuff. Or he ended up one period where he was hitting 2 first serves for quite a long time. He's always been good under the smash. He's a tall guy, so which helps, but sometimes the serve and the smash don't go together. Nadal was famously a brilliant smasher. 2 smashes needed for Zverev to put away the ball at 15-all, make it 30-15.
Brian says, how to sum up Roland Garros in a 3-course meal at a restaurant? The entree would be long attritional rallies. The main course would be unexpected curveballs in terms of results. And dessert would be post-match interviews. Amazing to think there are many players who are so multilingual.
Yeah, it's very true. Players do pick up languages in the course of their career. Some of them, of course, depending where they're from in Europe, they already speak a few. Good serve. Backhand return on the angle from Elise. Drop shot from Zverev is not brilliant, but he gets across to the pass. He's forehand. He's going to come to this backhand. He should put it away. He does. Hits it at the feet of Elise. Apologises for sort of hitting his racket. It was well done in terms of court coverage from Zverev. Was calm on the forehand pass, knowing that he might get another look at the next shot.
Bill's been in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Long Island iced tiafo.
That's good. That's a good point, actually, from Rose about Zverev in a minute. Something we often forget. Good angle serve from Zverev, and this time he consolidates the break and he moves ahead 3-love, and all that effort from Elise. When you look at the game he lost to lose serve, he played 2 bad drop shots and a drop volley that was angled wide. Rose says, sometimes I think Zverev's glucose levels drop and so does his energy. That's the only reasonable justification for him being so lethargic mid-matches. Yeah, he is of course a diabetic. And he has his insulin on him during the matches, and he checks himself. And so, yeah, that's a factor that a lot of players don't have to deal with. You're smiling. Is there a good one?
Several good ones.
Okay.
Kim in London says, I love these games. I give you
Katerina Sangrikova, Marketa Vermutova.
Nice.
And this is my favourite, Denis Shnapsovalov.
That's almost as good as the pronunciation of one of the MCs once in Australia who's trying to pronounce Denis Shapovalov coming in, and he said the Canadian Denis. It's hilarious. We look it up on YouTube. It's like Denis Shapovalov. Shapovalov. That's it. Shapovalov gets it all wrong.
Fi says Dark and Stormy Hunter.
Nice. I like it. Very good. Keep them coming, everyone. These are great.
They don't have to be alcoholic. Could be any drink.
Yeah. That's true.
Could be a cup of Tiafo.
All sorts of versions of that possible.
Would we allow Coco Goffy?
Well, just Coco.
Just Coco?
Yep. I think you could have Irish Goffy.
I mean, that's stretching it slightly, isn't it?
But isn't that the point of the game? unless I'm missing something here. So Rev's just taking his time, getting a racket from his bag. Different string tension as the match goes on. Three love, Zverev in this fourth set. 2-1 he leads. Players are switched ends and Elise begins his service game. Zverev standing so far behind the baseline, but he's got a big wingspan, which means he gets away with it a lot of the time.
Ruby says a Berrettini sounds like some sort of mixed berry martini thing.
Yeah.
Or a health drink.
Yeah.
Could be the sort of thing you got in some kind of wellness resort.
Yeah. That we've never been to.
Driven past really fast.
Tutted at as we went past.
While eating jelly snakes.
Yeah. Sorry, Sheesh. They're disappearing fast. More errant drop shots from Elise. Didn't work. It's in the nets. 15-all.
Steve from Maryland. Rosé Federer.
Nice.
Very beautifully
very
done.
Nice. 15-all. Elise serving it.
Tompkins.
Is that it? No, it wasn't. Down the tee. Zverev just stared at it for a moment. 30-15. Still a very healthy crowd in watching this match. Getting good value for their money, their ticket. Despite the slightly late start for them after the Djokovic-Fonseca. Fonseca winning in five, remember, from 2-6 to love down. Zverev nets a backhand.
Raman Kokkinakis. Bill in Chicago, you're on fire.
Very good, Bill. I just can't actually stretch my mind to think between commentating.
It's all right. Lizzie in Utah's got your back.
Okay, good.
Lorenzo Moscato.
Hold a serve for Elise. He's on the board in this fourth set. 3-1 though to Zverev with the early break. I was about to bring you all the scores from the other matches, but there aren't any.
That won't take long then.
Yeah, well, on court 14. No more matches.
We could talk about some of the wins that we saw earlier today.
Actually, I'm going to bring you the schedule for tomorrow. Starts off with Kobylyantin on Chatrier at 12. Then it's Deanne Parry against Amanda Anisimova, which promises to be a really interesting match, actually. Then the defending champion Coco Gauff against Anastasia Potapova. And the night match is Felix Auger-Aliassime against Brandon Nakashima. That's Chatrier. Question earlier about why Moise Kwame was not on. Could he maybe have been on Chatrier? Well, he's on Suzanne Longlin. He's third match on. First one is Jovic and Osaka, then Sabalenka Kazakina, and Kwame against Tabilo, followed by Tiafoe against Farrier. As Zverev tries to wrong foot Elise, and then he has a drive volley, which he gives Elise a chance at a pass, and he nets it. And on court, Simon Mathieu, Maria Sakkari, who's showing some nice return to form, plays against Chwalinska of Poland. Then it's Berrettini against Komasana. Mboko against Keys could be a good one.
You mean Mboko Lokola? I'm going to need to workshop that one, aren't I?
I don't think that was quite up there with some of our suggestions from our listeners, which are much better than ours. Oh, yes.
What do you mean, ours? You haven't come up with one.
I came up with one. Irish Goffee.
Yeah, it was poor.
Well, I thought it was quite good. Mm. Anyway, Annette's got a better one. Annette in Maryland. Bloody Mary Pierce.
Chris Evian.
It's been said before. Chris Evian's good. And Coca-Cola Goff, yeah. Very good. Keep them coming. Double fault again from Zverev. He's really putting himself in holes. I'm just worried. Talking about his ball toss. I don't think it's the ball toss. He's just hitting them all long. Kate says Sloane Stephens gin fizz. I tell you what, I quite like some of these drinks now. Be quite good to try some after the match, obviously.
Jack Daniels Draper.
Nice. Was that yours?
That's mine.
That's
yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Don't know why they're laughing at Zverev's serve that hit the net and bounced back there, but
might have been laughing at my joke.
Might have been, yeah, imagine that. Lots of people listening in and around the grounds. And if anyone has laughed at Eleanor Preston's joke, do let us know.
Don't encourage him,
drop
Stefan.
Shot from Zverev is in the net. And that double fault starts to look quite painful. 15-30. A lot of encouragement for Alice, as you might expect.
Claire from North Wales here, loving the commentary. What about Giao Frosecco, which is apparently a frozen Prosecco?
Well, then it's right up there. Very, very good. Zverev thought he might have hit an ace for a minute, but he hasn't. It's just wide. It's 15-30. Maybe he's got the break at 3-1. He gave it back in the third set and paid the price. A lot of bounces of the ball. Kicks it to the backhand of Alice. Up the line goes Zverev. Cross court goes Alice on the forehand. Better angle from Zverev. The forehand drifts from Alice. He has to go after the next one as a result. And just overdoes it, puts it in the tram lines. He didn't think it was that far away. He's just looking at his team for a bit of encouragement.
And he's having fought his way back into this match. Really needs to try and stay in touch with Zverev. He's got a break serve. He doesn't have a choice.
That's right. Otherwise, he's going home. 30-all, 3-1. Zverev serving out wide. It's a good one. He's coming in. It's a serve and volley. It's a smash, in fact. He doesn't put it away first time. That's a better lob from Alice. He's got a third one back into play. Has he? No, it's just long. Good defence from the Frenchman, but eventually the smash had enough on it.
You came up with one earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I've forgotten what that was, though.
Cina Colada.
Oh, yes, that's right. That was a good one. Not too bad. Just looking down through all the names of the people still in the draw.
Both of them.
Yeah. Can't do anything. Can't think properly. 40-30. Zverev serving down the body of Alice, who hits the tape on the return. And despite the double fault and the poor drop shot, Zverev escapes the trouble and gets himself to 4-1 in this fourth set, leading by 2-1.
Ooh. Here we go.
Yeah.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Megan says, how about Taylor Spritz? Or Adrian Manapino. That's a good one. I like that.
I have to say, Taylor Fritz and often Madison Keys feature heavily in these games.
Earl says Chablinar.
Oh, Earl.
That might be the
that's made my evening.
And Jameson Blake.
Also very good.
Pretty good. Very good. Loving these. All your suggestions are excellent. Thank you very much. Keep them coming. Vespa de Jong, like that.
Elliot Spritzeri.
Yeah, from Alexandra in Pittsburgh. Great to have you with us.
Love Pittsburgh. Very fond of that city. It's a great place to go and visit if you're in the US.
Yes, a bit far from here.
A little bit far from here. I wasn't really talking to you so much as the wider world.
I'll see if I can squeeze it in before my shift tomorrow. 4-1. Zverev leads in this fourth set. 2-1. Won the first two, 6-4, 6-3. Dropped the third as Elise came to life, 7-5, and it's 4-1 now to Zverev, the number two seed. And we talked about the pressure on his shoulders now that Djokovic is gone. Sinner was out yesterday. Alcaraz not here through injury. Not many people left in the draw who've been to a Grand Slam final. Zverev, one of them. Casper Ruud, another. Ruud coming through a really tense battle with Tommy Paul earlier, saving two match points to win in five from two sets to love down.
Yeah, somebody is going to win this title on the men's side for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. A first time Grand Slam champion. 15 love, Elise. Forehand cross court is good. Whoa, laid into that.
Tom Tezzer. Talking of people winning here, what about Rafael Nadalcohol?
That's... Yes, I laughed, but I want to take it back.
You can't, it's too late.
Okay. Dirty love, Elise. 40 love, yeah, quickly. Now, some suggestions here. I'm not sure, is it Diemis? But anyway, Suzanne Longland Island iced tea.
Very good.
Brandy Alexander Bublik. Medvedev cocktail. Fabio Fognagroni. That's a good one.
That is very
that
good.
That is a good one. It says every time I type one, you read it out and I have to restart. I like that. Fabio Fognagroni. That's excellent. Backhand return from Zverev is long and a love hold, quick as a flash. From Elise, and the pressure goes back on to Zverev, even though he theoretically is well in command here at 4-2 in the fourth set, 2-1 up. Still work to be done, because the crowd is getting behind Elise again. Doesn't need much more encouragement to play some top level tennis. He's performed well tonight for Elise. Zverev serving 4-2, goes for the angle out wide, follows it with a drop shot that's very good, caught Elise by surprise. He was so far back he blocked the return and gave Zverev the time to hit the drop shot, and he made no mistake this time on the forehand side. Could have done anything with that ball.
Fred in Ipswich says Brandon Nakashima Collada.
Nice, like it. Forehand return from Elise gets himself into the point quickly, and then backhand to the backhand of Zverev, who's at full stretch but gets a good hit on that ball to the backhand side of Elise, and then Zverev nets a little alley from Gonzalo Elise.
Are we allowing John Fisner?
Oh yeah, that's very good. Reading that next message from Jane. I'll let you read that out in a minute. 15-all at 4-2. Zverev serving. Fine serve down the tee. Too hard, too fast for Elise. 210 kilometres an hour. At 135 miles an hour. 130 miles an hour, excuse me. 30-15. Zverev just going through his little routines and rituals before he serves. Just lifts his shirt up. Sticks his necklace back inside his shirt. Serves down the tee, gets a short ball that he can attack on the forehand. It goes inside out. Elise gets it back in a nice way, and suddenly Zverev ups it again. He thinks about a drop shot, doesn't play it, and just sort of fakes the drop shot and plays a forehand down the line instead, inside in. Quite nicely done in the end, although it wasn't that smooth. 40-15.
Hasn't been that smooth a match in many ways for Zverev.
No.
I mean, very comfortable first two sets, but he'll be cross with himself, I think, for not getting out of this match in straight sets. Just providing, of course, he goes on to win it.
Extended effort. Forehand return from Elis catches the tape. Zverev adjusts, gets the ball into play on the backhand side, goes back to the backhand of Elis, backhand to backhand, but Elis changes it up, forehand into the net as he tried to run around the backhand. And it's 5-2, and Zverev now game away from victory.
Jane says, hi both. I don't know why, but while listening all day and recently your commentary on the Paul versus Rude match, I suddenly started singing, Daddy, Daddy Rude, Daddy, Daddy Rude. That would have been a much better chant.
That would.
To the Boney M tune. When you've run out of drinks, how's this for a new theme? Perhaps the Empress and her subordinate Marcus can carry it on tomorrow. Absolutely no chance of that happening because there's nothing that the Empress hates more than a pun.
Yes.
And let me tell you, we're only doing this now because we think she's asleep. Jane in Staffordshire, thank you. Exhausted after the Fonseca marathon and hoping Zverev would win in three so I can go to bed.
Yes.
Well, he's getting closer, Jane. P.S. Eleanor mentioned Ilkley earlier, and I went there last year to compete my Grand Slam, in inverted commas, of British summer grass court tournaments. I can highly recommend.
There you go. Good advice. Very good.
Tomic Collins from Bill in Chicago.
That's a good one. And Elizabeth says, a porn starodubtsiver. A martini. To add on the end of that.
You're quite important thing.
Yes,
too.
I forgot about that. But...
Moutancaray says Bill as well, which is a gin brand.
Very good. Moutancaray. That'd be good. Oh, yeah. Benoit beer, says Mayank. And Benoit pear cider.
Or pear juice.
And he also says Jack and Coke sock. I had to be very careful when I read that one out.
Yes, yes.
So, one game away now, Zverev. Trying to get this done on the Elis serve, but Elis wanting to at least extend it, make him serve it out, because we've seen a little bit of fragility here and there. But Elis wins the first point, 15-0. Serve to the forehand side. But an errant forehand, a poor forehand, really, from Elis. Plenty of space to hit it. He just squeezed it wide.
Belinda says, Hubert Horchata.
What's a horchata?
Well, I've just had to look it up. It looks like a sort of milky-based cocktail.
Is that like rum or something?
Yeah, I think
perhaps.
So.
Forehand return from Zverev is good. Deep to the forehand of Elis, who goes long with his forehand. 15-30, 2 points away again for Zverev.
I mean, of course, we've missed the obvious one. Gin and tonic.
Nice. Crowd getting behind Elis, trying to urge him on. Zverev sniffing this break, looking to finish it off here. Chips the return back on the backhand side, gets it deep enough that he can come into this rally, and the high forehand goes up from Elis. Zverev just waits for it. He could have attacked that ball, he didn't. Backhand up the line is good though from the German, and the forehand goes long from Elis, and Alexander Zverev has 2 match points after 3 hours and 1 minute of action on court Philippe Chatrier.
Well, he took a little bit of a wrong turn, did Zverev, at 2 sets and a break up. But you have to credit Elis with that, for fighting back in front of his home crowd. Right now, it's the Frenchman's serve, which is under the most extreme pressure.
2 match points for Zverev. First serve in the net. Second serve, Zverev waiting 10, 12 feet behind the baseline. Hits the backhand return inside, in, deep. To the backhand of Elis, who finds just the court narrowly inside the baseline. Backhand up the line from Zverev. Too hot, too hard, too long.
Hit both. Horchata is a Mexican chill drink, not normally alcoholic, but each to their own.
Okay.
Says Mayank. Thank you.
Still match points. Maria Daiquiri. Says Sue in Northampton. That's a good one.
Olivier Rioja.
Match point number 2 for Zverev. Elis serves down the tee. Zverev gets there.
hooks the forehand back into play. Forehand from Alice is good. He's at full stretch hitting a forehand. Zverev goes up the line and in the net.
She says, have you had Victoria Mojito?
No, that's a good one.
Not yet, but if you're making one, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly.
2-5, Deuce, Elise, saved two match points. Nice slider out wide for an ace. Zverev beaten by the angle, standing too far deep in the court, couldn't get anywhere near it. Game point, Elise.
Milkul Chang.
That's a good one. Is that yours? Just served long from Elise at game point. Second serve, kicker to the backhand of Zverev. Goes deep to the backhand side of Elise, and then he finds a much better angle. Zverev is using his height to pull that ball down cross court, short in the service box. Deuce. Ryan says, not only will there be a first-time men's major singles winner, Roland Garros, there's also a possibility of a first-time men's major singles finalist. The only finalists left in the draw are Berrettini and Zverev and Ruud. I'll add. Deuce, huge first serve down the tee, but Zverev gets there, gets it back into play. Now he's not going to get to the next one, as he's standing almost up against the fence as he tries to get across the back of the court. Game point again for Elise. Frenchman just settling. Looking to extend this match a little further. He serves down the tee. It's a great serve. Zverev sticks out a racket. Somehow it gets back into play deep as well. Backhand from Alice, improvising with a little slice back into the baseline of Zverev, who goes backhand inside out, which is a good one. And the forehand eventually goes long from Alice.
You got it too.
To Deuce, 2 points away again. He's had two match points as Zverev.
Jane sent us a picture of her cat.
Very nice.
She's trying to play tennis with her squeaky toy. I don't think the cat's that into it, judging by the photo.
Like, might want to go to sleep. Whoa, how did that just shot through the court? It was a slice serve. Didn't bounce at all. Became an ace, but underneath the racket of Zverev in the end. Seventh ace for Elise, but the most bizarre of the lot. Just a bad bounce. You do sometimes get them on clay. Game point again. First serve in the net. Second serve. Kicks to the backhand of Zverev, who goes deep to the backhand corner of Alice, who's standing in the middle of the court, and he gets himself cramped and pushes the backhand long. Deuce.
Alice just wiping the clay with his feet as if to say that, well, that was your fault.
That's right. Pressure on Alice again at Deuce. Alice serves. Goes out wide. This time Zverev is there. Gets back across to the backhand to get it back into play. Chips it deep. Elise runs around his backhand, hit a forehand, but it's long. It's a third match point to Alexander Zverev. Is it third time lucky for Zverev? And he's pushed Zverev pretty hard at times, Elise, in this match. But he stands at match point down. For a third time. Serve. In the net. Second serve to come. That's a good kick serve to the backhand of Zverev. Goes straight down the middle. The forehand is wide from Alice. And that is that. Alexander Zverev
wraps it up in four sets. He wins 6-4, 6-3, 5-7, 6-2. And despite that little wobble in the third set, Eleanor Preston, Zverev will be pretty content with that.
Yeah, it was a good performance against an opponent who, the last time they played, pushed him quite hard. And always playing a French player on this court, Philippe Chatrier, the atmosphere can lift. It just takes two or three good shots from a player like Alice. The crowd gets behind him, the momentum shifts. And Zverev did a good job of riding those waves. And he's through, and arguably the tournament favourite now, with the defeat of Jannik Sinner, Novak Djokovic, and lots of others. The draw is wide open for Zverev. Is this going to be the tournament where he finally gets that debut Grand Slam win?
Could be. He plays Jesper de Jong, the lucky loser from the Netherlands in the fourth round, which has to be said is a good draw on paper. And I remember Jesper de Jong a few years ago giving Zverev a real battle. So he'll remember that, and he'll know that he has to be on top form as he continues his quest for that first elusive Grand Slam title. As we said, there will be a first-time Grand Slam champion on the men's side after the departure of Novak Djokovic earlier this evening, when he was beaten by João Fonseca, inspired performance from the Brazilian. Good round of applause for Quentin Alice, who put on a good show. He played really well at times in that match, especially in the third set, getting back from a breakdown to take it and take it into a fourth. But in the end, it was Zverev who progressed to the last 16 yet again, ninth time in a row. He's been there.
We've talked about Zverev's consistency. It is extraordinary, and it is incredibly impressive. As I said, there's sometimes with Zverev, there's a focus on what he hasn't done. But what he has done has earned a place in the fourth round.
And here we are. Zverev's about to talk to Julien Berto.
You were in control, and then at the end of the third, suddenly Quentin started to play very, very well. Yeah. The momentum of the match changed a little bit. The crowd was on fire. How did you stay cool and stay focused for the fourth set?
Yeah, he played amazing the third set. I was up a break already, and then he came back playing incredibly aggressive tennis, serving unbelievable, saving a lot of break points, saving a lot of chances that I had, but him playing really good tennis. So I knew that I just had to stay with my game. I'm going to get my chances, and I did in the fourth set, and I'm very happy with the level in the end, and that I could finish it, you know, at 1 a.m., not 3 a.m.
You are through this first week. It was tough conditions. There were a lot of good, hard battles, a lot of matches in five sets. You had two easy first rounds. This one, a little bit longer. Do you think it can be an advantage for you for the next week?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel good, even though I had a little bit of a letdown today. I still feel good on the court. I feel like my level is there, and I'm going to do everything I can in the second week to continue playing good tennis, hopefully play even better, and give myself the best chance here to win all the matches that I play.
One last thing. You are a football fan. Tomorrow you're off, and there is the Champions League final. Will you watch it? And who will you cheer for?
I'm a big Bayern Munich fan.
I know that.
So I was hoping Bayern Munich is going to win, but for me, the way PSG is playing, I love to watch them play. So I hope the aggressive style will pay off, and they will win tomorrow as well.
Thank you, Sacha. Mesdames et messieurs, qualifiés pour les huitièmes de finale, Sacha Zverev.
Not all of the crowd like that. They're not all PSG fans. There might be a few Arsenal fans sneaking in here. Of course, that's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. But Zverev safely through to the fourth round for the ninth time in a row. Incredible consistency from him. And maybe this will be Alexander Zverev's year. What a day. And then Preston.
It feels like about 6 days in one, doesn't it? It feels like the entire first week was played out today. But an incredible day, a thrilling day, a wonderful day, and more in store tomorrow. I'll be back here at 11 o'clock, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, indeed. Djokovic out, Sinner gone yesterday. There'll be a first-time Grand Slam champion on the men's side. Lots to come on Saturday at Roland Garros. It'll be Gigi Salmon and Eleanor Preston with you from 11 a.m. Plenty to look forward to, including Naomi Osaka and Iva Jovic, Coco Gauff in action, and the young Frenchman Moise Kouame. But that's it for us from Radio Roland Garros tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Prenez vos places, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
It is day six in the French capital at Roland Garros. The sun is shining. The shockwaves are still being felt to a degree with the exit yesterday of Jannik Sinner, who was leading by 2-5-1. But the tournament goes on. There are places to be won in the third round. The top half has opened up completely, and now we find ourselves back in the bottom half, where initially no one wanted to be. Now they'd all like to, well, they wanted to be. Now they don't want to be. This is where Novak Djokovic and Sasha Zverev find themselves. We've got Iga Świątek taking to the court. It's a really, really good day of tennis. The temperature is going to hit the mid-30s once again. It's going to break in the next few days. So sun shining, wispy clouds in the sky, and Courtney and Marcus in the studio. How are we both this fine, beautiful morning?
I'm extremely well, Empress. Although, you know what, I made a few errors yesterday. It was an incredible day. Right. And one of my consistent errors was getting Rindicknish. Yeah, his name wrong. So I bottled out and started just calling him Arthur. And of course, then I got loads of messages saying, no, it's Arthur. So I felt like giving up at that stage.
Just call him the Frenchman.
Yes, but he's out now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, it's harsh, isn't it? But it is true. Courtney, how are you?
I'm very well, but I think like everyone in this extreme heat, just, you know, you fray at the seams a little bit. We saw Jannik just fray at the seams a little bit yesterday from late in the third, and we saw what happened. And look, a little time poor this morning. I went to shave my noggin, and as I'm striding in...
Shave your what?
Shave my head.
Oh,
shave my head. Shave my noggin.
Marcus!
I didn't hear what he said.
Oh, sorry.
And as I'm striding properly striding to make time, and
have you shaved your head?
I've run my head up one side of my head and realised that I've clearly missed a few spots. So that's going to make for a long, long day.
Oh no!
He also came bursting into the commentary booth like a man possessed because he actually had to do some work last night.
It's out of control.
Had to write 200 words.
That's what happens. Jannik Sinner causes a lot of people a lot of work, doesn't he?
He does.
By the way, may I just say that you've shaved your head beautifully this morning, Gigi.
Thanks very much. I did miss a few areas, as you can see. I didn't quite nail it. Gosh, this is even the start. Can you imagine what it's been like by the end? Courtney and I were having a chat because we were looking down the order of play, and Yulia Staropseva, the young lady from Ukraine, is on court number 7. She said in her press conference after her match, my boyfriend, who's also my coach, is getting slightly worried because he always said to me, if I crack top 50, he'd propose. I've just had a look. She's 55 in the live rankings. So if she beats Wang Xinyu today, that proposal will be just around the corner because she will fly into the top 40.
If I'm the boyfriend, I'm going to say the live rankings don't count.
What do you mean they don't count?
Because could they not change again by the end of the week? And you've got to go with the end of week rankings.
No, but I think at a Grand Slam, with the points she'll make and the players behind her who have already lost, she's not dropping back outside 50.
I would have thought there's a lot of pressure on the game plan today because...
Give her the wrong one,
and well, she'll be saying, hang on, what does this all mean for our future? The right one, and it's like, game on.
She'll go to 46 in the world. And there's Magda Linette, who's still going strong here. We've got, who else got? Solanas here. There's a couple, but no, there's not enough to take her back down. So right. I wonder if he's... Well, a beautiful place to go ring shopping is the Champs-Élysées.
Again, even more pressure on the game plan today.
I think I just saw him jumping in an Uber going straight to the airport to an undisclosed destination.
So what are we both looking forward to today?
Well, I mean, we're out on Court Philippe Chatrier at the moment. We're watching Boy Wonder, João Fonseca.
Yeah.
His match against, I guess it's a Batman if it's Boy Wonder. Batman or Novak Djokovic.
The Joker.
The Joker.